CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We're sitting here talking about this gator in Allen Park. Of course, if you want to see the story, we'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Text us, the keyword is...
gator.
What was the one we were talking about animals? Because there's so many crazy animals in Detroit right now. What was the text we got about the Canada goose? You have that one still?
Oh, my gosh.
We're laughing about this in the studio. We're going to get your uncle on the phone in a second.
I work with a guy from Mexico who doesn't speak a lot of English. A Canada goose made a nest by one of the paddock gates and hissed at him while he was putting horses out. He comes back to us after and says, I do not like the cobra chicken.
For now on, I will never refer to it as a chicken. It is for now on cobra chickens. That's what they are. He's dead on. They act right. That thing kind of, they act like a cobra and they're going to come get you. Not like a gator, though. You're serious about you? We're going to do this. We're going to call your uncle.
I have heard stories since I was a kid that my favorite uncle had a gator and a monkey in his apartment.
Right, hold on. Let me see if I can get it here. Okay, I got to switch it over here. And 2-9. Got it. All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Hello.
Good morning, my lovely uncle. How are you?
Oh, just wonderful.
So we were discussing there was a baby gator loose in Allen Park, and Aaron informed us that you had a gator and a monkey in your place in Mount Clemens once upon a time. Is this true?
Once upon a time, yes.
See, I always heard stories growing up about the monkey and the gator, but I didn't believe it, and now you have confirmed it.
So how big was the gator?
The last time I seen him, he was about 3.5 feet long.
Whoa. What do you mean? What happened to him then?
Well, there was a party, and this was in an apartment building, and one of my friends decided to go into the restroom, and he wasn't aware that there was an alligator in the bathtub, and he put his hand in to pet the alligator. And that never works out. Well, the alligator managed to escape out of the bathtub, ran down the hallway into the living room where this party was going on. And then there was about 9 different people trying to climb up on one kitchen table.
And then?
It didn't work out well.
So where'd the alligator go? Just out the door?
No, he stayed in the apartment building for about another day. And then he found a new home.
Okay.
Where was the new home?
In the area of 10 Mile and Woodward.
So back in the day, there was an alligator living on 10 and Woodward.
Think of the area, Detroit Zoo kind of area.
Yeah.
Yes, it only seemed correct.
It just blended in. Okay.
Yes. So,
and then what kind of monkey did you have in the apartment?
A bad monkey.
Well, they're all bad. I mean, they throw feces at everybody. I mean, come on. So
not all they do.
Oh, really? Okay. So,
yes. You know, the old adage about monkey see, monkey do.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that.
So at what point, I got to go back to the gator, though. You had a 3.5-foot gator in your bathtub. It didn't bother you? You were just like, whatever, I got a gator in the tub. It's fun.
I had to use the neighbor's bathroom to take a shower and stuff because couldn't get into the bathtub in my place.
Did they know you had a gator?
Well, yes.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you know. Hey, can I borrow your bathtub? You know, why? Because I've got a gator in
mine. You have an alligator in your bathroom, you know it.
Yeah. Did you name the gator?
You're not mistaking when you see an alligator in the bathroom.
So did you name it?
No.
Okay.
Never got that friendly with it.
Never? You guys never had a moment or anything?
No.
All right.
No.
Well, that's the damnedest thing ever. Okay, so this baby gator in Allen Park is nothing. You had one in your bathtub, 3.5 feet long, yes, in Mount Clemens. That's fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I'll see you Monday. I'll be out at Dick Huvar's Monday night. We'll stop on by early. Maybe we'll get together.
Sounds good.
All right, brother.
Thanks for the call.
It's awesome.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you too, kid. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, here he goes. Okay.
I still don't get, was the alligator forced on him, or did he want it there?
I have so many questions.
I was listening to that whole thing, wondering.
I told you, when you go out to Dick Huvar's on Monday, pop by his watering hole and have a chat with him.
Oh, we're going to spend a couple hours talking about this. Not just one or two beverages. I may not make it across the street to Dick Huvar's when I'm out there Monday with Kenny Galladay from the Lions. All right.